Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. It's just the two of us, just you and me. As you know, every week I take a segment or two and talk about things that are on my mind. And today, this segment, I want to talk about cutting yourself some slack. Would you like that? Could you use some slack? Could you take a little pressure off? Well, let me help you with that. You know, people make New Year's resolutions all the time, but do you know anyone who actually kept one, even one? Okay, one person, and that was the guy who reminded the teacher that she forgot to assign the homework, right? We don't like that guy. Knowing how impractical, bordering on futile resolutions can be, there's a different way to kick off the new year in your business, and I call it strategic look at critical components. Strategic look at critical components, or SLAC for short. So instead of getting all bound up in annoying resolutions, cut yourself some slack. That's right. SLAC works when resolutions don't, because it comes with three things essential for effective change: a purpose, a plan, and measurement. I got seven SLAC things, seven key areas on which to focus your SLAC. First is financial. Give your company slack by becoming a better financial manager. That means being more deliberate and more devoted to financial systems. And by systems, we're talking about regular financial statements, including especially a 12-month cash flow projection. Operating statement, P&L, same thing, and a balance sheet and a 12-month cash flow projections. Be deliberate and devoted to those systems. That'll cut yourself some slack. As you manage with them, be sure to slack up on the difference between cash flow and accounting. That's a very important thing to understand. Number two, human resources. Apply the necessary slack to find and keep the best people. Then cut your staff some slack by providing the best training you can afford, with emphasis on how their assignments continue to evolve in the 21st century. Make sure you're training them to keep up with what's going on out there, the changes. In the current management crisis affecting every organization, which is not being able to find and hire enough qualified new employees, this slack, keeping and finding the best people, has never been more imperative. Number three, management. Business management is more complicated than ever today. You know that, because not the least of which is dealing with up to five different generations in the workplace, right? This is something I hear from people all the time when I travel around, the challenges they're having with dealing with the different generations in the workplace. Well, if you use Slack, you can identify your own best practices. Be honest with yourself about how effective your systems and style, your management style, your leadership style is working, how it's working, and check your position against the ideas of 21st century thought leaders, 21st century management leadership thought leaders. So look around you, see what you can learn from other people, then overlay Slack on the reality that's in front of you. The reality is how effective your style, your management system is compared to and in consideration of the 21st century thinking that some of the new stuff is important, and then overlay that on the reality that you see before your very eyes. Number four, marketplace. Use Slack to develop market strategies that focus on identifying and demonstrating relevance. I started talking to you about relevance over 10 years ago. The marketplace has always been a dynamic and evolving organism, but today the energy is coming from customer expectations of relevance first, competitiveness second. Before, that's right, in the age of the customer, you will still need to be competitive, But before a prospect even knows your price or whether you even or what the, who they want to do business with, they're ruling you out or in based on whether they think you're relevant to them. What that looks and sound like? What does it look and sound like? What does relevance look and sound like? Ask them. If you ask them what relevance is to them, what it takes to be relevant, ask them, or just listen to them or watch them. This one of the things that artificial intelligence is helping people do, big businesses and increasingly small businesses, is keeping up with their customers' behaviors, what they bought, what they're looking at. And it helps you to almost predict what's relevant to them, but you also need to ask them. Number five is technology. In the third decade of the 21st century, technology is much more than gear. Cut yourself some slack by leveraging applications and new media that are critical to achieving relevance with prospects and customers. Match your technology, especially the mobile, and community building strategies to evolve tech expectations to the evolving tech expectations of customers. Your customers have evolving expectations with regard to how they want you to connect with them. You want you to touch them with your technology. And make that, and just like in management, all five generations of customers have their own tech tendencies. Number six, every small business is influenced and impacted by politics. Use Slack to identify when to be personally involved in local, state, and federal issues like taxes, healthcare, and regulations. And when know when to contribute money to professional advocate organizations. You've heard me talk about them on the show here before. Those that can deliver a greater impact on your behalf than you can. The 21st century marketplace is more complicated then Washington state governments are qualified to mess around with. So you and I have to tell politicians what we want and expect. Or we can't complain when they give us stuff that we don't need. Number seven, personal. Cut yourself some slack by remembering the greatest Main Street truth. Small business success is richer when defined by more than just money and stuff. It is possible to be financially successful and have joy in your life, but it requires being intentional about it. Cut yourself some slack. Find a way to be happy. Find a way to have joy in your life. Help your employees to do the same thing. To paraphrase a Chinese proverb, the longest journey begins with the first slack. I'm Jim Blasingame, 20 after. I'll be right back.
Get yourself some cheap sunglasses.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.